Yeah, I mean, I would say in the history of the league, if you go on the road and have a punt block that probably leads to a poor record, definitely a pivotal moment in the game. You know, we struggled to move the ball tonight. I mean, we've really kind of sputtered to finish the year. You know, we were at one time we're red hot. really feel like we kind of lost our way a little bit. Certainly leading into the offseason, there'll be a lot of work done to, you know, uncover, you know, where we kind of got off the rails. But, you know, we're nowhere near the productivity we expect to have. So we've got to take a good look at that.
Do you have any reasons why that has happened?
No, I do not.
Just your pass protection has been, Derek's taken a lot of sacks in the recent weeks.
Yeah.
As opposed to the beginning of the year when it was good.
Right, I agree.
Do you know why the decline is?
You know, when I talk a little bit about pass rush and coverage going hand in hand, I think the timing of routes and the ball coming out of the quarterback's hand on time helps alleviate sacks. Can't stand back there and hold it. I think there were a couple cases where that was what occurred. But again, it goes hand in hand. You know, when the ball comes out on time, guys are getting open on time, the protection holds up and all that. As it gets later in the down, you're holding it and guys aren't getting open. That's when sacks occur. So it's always a combination. It's not one person. It's not one group. It's not, you know, but obviously as the head coach, it's important that I get a handle on exactly where it began to kind of break down. And I think tonight was the most we had all year, if I'm not mistaken. It felt like it. I don't know what the numbers show, but it felt like it.
When you say you lost your way offensively, do you mean like lack of big plays and you got too conservative the last month or so?
I don't know if you'd call it that. I think we just have not been what we were early in the year. I mean, early in the year, we were able to generate some explosives. We were able to run the ball better. We didn't run it very well. Throw for some chunk yards, and we just haven't been able to do that recently, you know, really. I think tonight was a pretty clear, you know, example of that. I think we had one explosive play on the night. So, you know, that's a far cry from what we had kind of generated early in the year. So we you know, clearly have work to do. No, I wouldn't look at it like that.
Did Derek hurt his hand in the fourth quarter?
Yes.
What were the x-ray results you
had? I don't believe we've had an x-ray.
What did he do? Hit a helmet?
Mm-hmm. I think either way, I'd have been a little bit disappointed, honestly. It would feel better to win your last game. We accomplished a lot of things. You know, I think it's really more kind of sum up the year talk tomorrow. But sitting here recapping this game, I'm disappointed we didn't win this game. You know, there's no lack of determination or grit. And this team, you know, has shown that time and again. Keep ourselves in games and have an opportunity, a minute 30 with the ball, you know, with a chance to go win it again. I mean, that's so I really love that about how we've developed. I think we understand that, how to kind of stay in it. But obviously that's not what we're all about. I mean, that's just a, you know, kind of a positive note on the side. But, you know, I set our expectations high. We didn't reach them. And you know, that's not gonna. I'm not gonna shy away from setting high expectations. I believe you. live up or down to expectations, and we're going to set high expectations and live up to them.
Obviously, you love the Emerson pick six. The taunting penalty was set you guys back, especially with the kick out of bounds. Is that something that bothered you?
Yeah, certainly. I don't care to see it. He apologized right away, realized what he had done. I mean, I think we responded, didn't give up points coming out of that. But, you know, you cause unnecessary exposure to your team, and then the ball goes out of bounds, and they're starting on the plus side of the field. So that was a bad turn of events. We were fortunate the defense held there and forced a punt. So that was certainly a good response to a difficult set of circumstances.
How far can this team is?
Oh, I don't know. They get a chance to find out, you know. Whoever plays them needs to make sure they make the quarterback throw the ball and not run. He ran a little too often again tonight. He's been effective doing that this year, and that's certainly one of the things that they're doing well.
How would you summarize coaching Charles Woodson this last season?
It was a real treat to have the privilege of having a guy like that, such a storied career, such a true professional, classy guy, great teammate, to be able to coach him and have him be around, our team. I think, I said the other day, I think guys like that, they leave a legacy, for years to come based on, how they did things, what they represent, the some of the examples they provide for some of the younger guys.
Okay, thank you guys.
Guys, one last thing. Talked to Clark Hunt before the game. He's on the Los Angeles committee. And he said one team's going to be in LA. He doesn't know which one, but they're meeting this week and then next week. I know one's so dear to your heart. Just how's this next couple weeks going to be, knowing that all these decisions that can determine the future of the franchise? Just where are you in all that?
I'm same place I've been the entire year, so. Mm-hmm. I've already pretty much said that, that's not my department, and let the people that handle that, handle that.